Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another classic from our archives. In this one, we talk about what I have to imagine was one of the most fun research studies to participate in recent history at the very least, which delved into how dogs use facial expressions to communicate with us humans. Hey, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're like me, you love dogs. Possibly more than people some days. Their warm eyes and doggy grins have me wrapped around their fluffy pupper tails. And according to new research from the University of Portsmouth's Dog Cognition Center, dogs deliberately make more facial expressions when we're watching them, and it could be their way to communicate with us. The study was led by Dr. Julianne Kaminsky and published in a 2017 issue of Scientific Reports. Kaminsky and her research team came to their conclusion after watching 24 different dogs, all family pets of varying breeds and ages. Each dog was filmed individually in a room with a person who went through various scenarios, including looking at the dog, looking away from the dog, and giving the dog food. The scientists then studied the dog's facial expressions using the Dog Facial Action Coding System, or DogFacts, which is a scientific tool for coding canines' facial movements. It was adapted from the FACS system created for humans back in 1978. Kaminsky and her team discovered that each dog made animated faces when the person in the room was looking at it, including raising its eyebrows and sticking out its tongue, much more than when the person's back was turned. In a press statement, Dr. Kaminsky said, "The findings appear to support evidence that dogs are sensitive to humans' attention and that expressions are potentially active attempts to communicate, not simple emotional displays." Most surprisingly is that even the presence of food didn't influence the dogs as much as human affection. Kaminsky said, "We knew domestic dogs paid attention to how attentive a human is. In a previous study, we found, for example, the dogs stole food more often when the human's eyes were closed or when they had their back turned. In another study, we found dogs follow the gaze of a human if the human first establishes eye contact with the dog, so the dog knows that the gaze shift is directed at them. Kaminsky says it's possible that the expressions of dogs have changed as they've become more domesticated. But the study does have its limits. 24 canines makes for a small study sample, so it's likely that more dogs should be studied to confirm these findings, which sounds like an excellent research session to me. Today's episode is based on the article, Dogs Make More Expressive Faces When Humans Are Watching, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.